Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ashes Daily, day two. Tony Kerr in the hot seat. So let's see how this goes. Adam Bayford, are you there?
Morning, Tony. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Yeah, feeling a little bit fresher today, which is good.
I'm walking to work as we speak. Apologies to listeners if there's a bit of traffic noise as I go to the van reverse in front of me at the moment. But that's how we've got to do this, to squeeze it in. So
this is what modern technology was invented for, I think, wasn't it? So that a sort of semi-ill person and a guy walking to work can ruminate on England's overnight exploits down under. Should we say another tough day? England at stumps on day two, trailing by a considerable margin, 196 runs. Australia closing the day 343 for seven. A quick fire century from Travis Head, 112 not out. He finished and walked off to in fairly triumphant fashion. That was after David Warner had hit 94. Labuschagne made 74. I know you've caught up with the highlights this morning, Adam. What's your sense? I mean, for me, I managed to stay up and watch the first few hours, and I got up and watched the last couple. It's just annoying, just frustrating again.
It is frustrating, yeah. But one of the reasons it's frustrating is because it feels sort of predictable or just so familiar, doesn't it? And another reason it's frustrating is because they actually bowled quite well. And there was a moment during the night when Robinson got those two wickets and two balls, got Cameron Green first ball. You know, I jumped off the sofa. I was doing the sprinkler around my living room at that point. but then it's just got away from them in the final session, and that's, you know, they've obviously got tired, and this is what it's partly just because of the lack of preparation. But you know, Robinson has had a brilliant day, but also like a slightly alarming day in a sense. Like, alarming is probably the wrong word, but it's like, on the one hand, he's bowled absolutely brilliantly and picked up three wickets. But on the other hand, he's got knackered. And that's one of the things we're worried about. And he absolutely looks the real deal, and he'd looked the real deal all summer. But as that summer went on, he got more and more tired. And the big problem for England today is that Jack Leach got absolutely clattered. And, you know, they really need the spinner to give them control. 4 years ago, Moeen got tonked around as well and couldn't give control. This is clearly a tactic by Australia to go after him, and it's a good one. And it could have gone wrong. You know, they could have skied one up in the air early doors and hold out. But as it is, Root just had to take Leach out of the attack. And that means that Robinson and Wood have to bowl a lot more than they ought to, really. And it's, I don't know what the solution to that is, but they've bowled well. And at one point, we're not on top, but we're certainly still in the game. But this final session with Head bringing up that 185 balls, you know, more than a run the ball, has just meant that it's the game's gone now. And so it's partly because the bowlers have got tired, but it's also just because it's an obvious point. They didn't score enough runs. Yeah, actually, if you look at the scorecard now, like they could certainly bowl Australia out for under 400, perhaps a bit less than that, which on, you know, at the Gabba on day two is a really good effort. But when you only put 140 on the board yourself, it's far too many.
Yeah, quite. I don't want to just make this a moaning shop about the coverage, but when I wake up, I think Travis Head must have been about, I don't know, must have been on 70 or something, or maybe a few more, but I was stricken on the sofa because I'm keeping my distance in the flat. Stricken. I couldn't be bothered to go and get my phone. And I was like, oh, I just want to see the scorecard. You know, I wonder how much Davey Warner made. They didn't bring up the bloody scorecard for the rest of the day. Not even when had got to a century, you think, oh, let's show the scorecard, put it in context. Not even when they took England took the new ball. It's just, for God's sake, just show the scorecard a bit more often. Anyway, that's my rant. Leach, what do you go for? 1 for 95 from 11 overs. And even at the wicket of Labuschagne was really quite a soft dismissal from Marnus's perspective, wasn't it? He just have picked out Wood. Frustrating. I mean, obviously, you know, we talked about England needing things to go right for them to have a chance. And it has to be said that most things have gone wrong so far. And obviously Stokes getting Warner pretty cheaply. Australia would have been about 31 for two at that point. And it was a no ball, which is very unfortunate. And then from there, as you say, they've got enough runs to play with, have they? So, you know, as you say, 343 for seven is not a bad, and it could have been a lot better. It's not a bad position for England to have got themselves into if you ignore the fact that the other side of the scorecard says 147 all out. So, worrying. In terms of the bowling, as you say, Robinson, he sounded pretty knackered at the end. He looked pretty tired. Stokes was struggling a bit as well. I mean, Mark Wood bowled 20 overs, at gas. And he doesn't do that very often. You wonder how his body's feeling at the end of it. I guess the beauty is that at least we've got Anderson and Broad in reserve. And I've seen some people, again, tweeting this morning about, you know, why didn't they pick Broad and Anderson? It's like, they've left 1,100 test wickets on the... on the boundary. And it's like, well, Australia aren't looking at Glenn McGrath going, oh, we've left 500 odd wickets on the boundary. It's like, I know it's a slightly different thing, but they are senior pros. Like, there will come a time when you have to leave them out. And so, I don't think you can really have, as you say, apart from the role of Leach today, I don't think you can have, you'd be too worried about the bowling. I thought Wokes did fine. Like, He his first over of the day was not hugely threatening, but I thought he did all right from there.
Seamers bowled really well. I don't think there can be any criticism of them. You know, they got tired at the end, but it's a long, extremely hot day. The spinner's not tying down an end. And also they've had no match practice coming in. And they're like, of course they're not completely fit. And, you know, Stokes looks not completely fit. But that's to be expected, and it's difficult. And so I really don't think any fingers should be pointed at the bowling. You can maybe point some fingers at the fielding. Obviously, a catch went down. There are a few things as well that it was just a bit unlucky, like didn't quite go to hand or didn't quite carry. But as I say, I actually, in isolation, they've not had too bad a day apart from the last hour, and obviously Travis Head kind of taking the game away from them a bit. But it's the batting yesterday, which has mitigation, some extenuating circumstances as well. But that's where they've lost the game, if indeed they have, which you have to think, barring the intervention of La Niña, is it the weather phenomenon?
Yeah.
That is what's going to happen.
Yeah,
it was good. Just a quick word on Mark Wood. He's bowled too many overs today, but he did certainly in his first spell. He was really bowling quick, and obviously got Steve Smith out. And we mentioned on the preview, this is Wood's first Ashes Test since 2015. So in those two series where Smith has absolutely dominated England, he's not had to face Mark Wood. We obviously saw Jofra Archer unsettle Smith, putting it mildly, in 2019. So that is where the pace can really make a difference. It's a shame that England don't have Wood and Archer, but that's what's so exciting and why coming into the series, you do think, well, they've got Wood. That is something they've not had before. It gives England more of a chance than they had 4 years ago when everyone was bowling 80 miles an hour. But if he's going to have to bowl 20 overs a day, he just cannot do that for five tests. So, I don't want to point too many fingers at Jack Leach because it's not necessarily his fault. I don't think he particularly bowled badly, but it's just England have got to find a way for him to get some control. And he might well fight back. He's mentally a very tough character. And this happened to him, if you remember, saying on the first day of the India tour, he got taken to the cleaners there as well and went about 10 and over. And then he came back in the second innings, took wickets, and was really good throughout the rest of the series. So you know, you wouldn't bet against him doing that. But he's going to have to, because, I mean, it's not like England have got another spinner in the squad who can come in, particularly. There's obviously Don Best, but you'd fear for him too on the same basis. So that's a real, real problem. And they need to figure something out.
Yeah, and fair play to Travis Head. It was a good knock, and he really turned the screw momentum wise. It was impressive, and it's kind of typical, isn't it, of being in Australia that someone like, you know, you think you need everything to go wrong, and then Travis Head comes along and scores a whatever it was, an 80 odd ball, 100. Yeah, there we go. Rory Burns dropped an absolute dolly in the slip, so not a good test match for him so far. But yeah, there we go. Australia well on top.
Travis Head, by the way, is, you know, just you going back to saying about, you know, Australia have left out Glenn McGrath, England here have left out Graham Swann, and Travis Head has got, you know, Graham Swann bunny written all over him. that's, you know, England just don't have that kind of quality spinner anymore. I mean, well, Swann obviously was exceptional, but absolutely fair play to Travis Head. Thanks a lot for him, and you know, he was not certain of a place in the team here. There was a choice between him and Khawaja. A lot of people would have gone with Khawaja. So yeah, really, you know, a lot of credit to him for that performance.
Well, let's leave it there then. If you've passed anyone on the street, they must think you're doing some sort of update into Five Live or something. Little do they know that there's a sort of very kind of unshowered, unkept man in a bedroom in St. Peterport who's you talking to about all this.
I know you're feeling a bit poorly, but you know, the shower is presumably only a few feet away from the
right. I've not made it yet. Well, I see you there.
I'm almost at work. I'm currently just walking down the high street, St. Peterport High Street. So there's lots of people around. Actually, they're getting a live World Cricket Show, or half of a live World Cricket Show. It's very exciting.
What a treat. What a treat on a Thursday morning. Well, cheers, Adam. We'll catch up again tomorrow. We'll keep up. We're two for two in this Ashes Daily series. So absolutely thrilling stuff. Oh, well, obviously Adam's had enough. But yeah, keep up with us on the World Cricket Show, Ashes Daily, the original Ashes Daily. We'll be back tomorrow morning.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.